This is Judith Leigh saying Moramai, good morning and welcome to a special Easter Sunday celebration led by the Bishop, the Dean, the Curate and the Music Department of St German's Cathedral in Peel, together at your service. Manx Radio.
Rise. It's time to get up.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Christ the Lord is risen today, the perfect hymn for this Easter Sunday, as we recall the very heart of the Christian faith, that Jesus, the Son of God, lived on earth doing nothing but good, yet ultimately was rejected, betrayed and killed. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead just as he said he would. And that's the power of that very first Easter, when through his death and resurrection, Jesus took the punishment our sins deserve and made it possible for us to know God. Jesus coming into our world proves how deeply God cares for us. This friendship with God is the most wonderful gift. Whoever, wherever you are, Jesus is for you.
Welcome to St. German's Cathedral, the Mother Church of the Diocese of Sodra and Man, on Easter Day. Easter Day launches the 50 days of Eastertide, when the Church celebrates Christ risen from the dead, indeed triumphing over death itself. Christ calls us from the darkness of the tomb to the glorious light of the resurrection. It is the Church's custom to light a great Easter candle to announce the arrival of Easter. It is then lit for all Sunday services and festivals throughout the year. The Alleluia, a Hebrew word meaning praise the Lord, appears frequently in worship at Easter, and we are reminded of it today as the cathedral choristers sing the Easter version of Leonard Cohen's Alleluia by Kelly Mooney. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
To a wooden cross, to know. A friend emailed me a link excited about a new wording of Leonard Cohen's Alleluia. I listened to it and at the time thought it poignant, but eventually got on with daily life. The original song has reoccurred many times, mostly through my children, with films like Shrek and more recently Sing. Occasionally I've caught TV shows like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, where it's been used as a regular competitor piece. Anticipating the celebration of the cathedral's 40th anniversary during this year, I turned a few ideas around in my mind, one of which was to record a CD of the cathedral choir. But then came the pandemic, and this removed the possibility of recording and producing a CD. Surfing YouTube, I again came across Kelly Mooney's version, Easter Alleluia. Whether I was emotional that day, or whether it was a God incidence, as Reverend Ruth likes to remind me, the setting really touched me, and that night I wrote down my plan that the cathedral choristers could record this, make a music video, and release it Easter 2021. So from my past contacts, I obtained an email address for Kelly Mooney. I wrote to her and asked if I could use her words for a recording. I also knew that it was a Leonard Cohen tune, and I had to approach his estate for permission to use it, which would incur a fee. Kelly responded within a few days, delighted that I wished to use her words, and gave me full permission. She also informed me that she had already fought to record the tune and had won the full mechanical recording rights, which she was willing to give to my cause. Two dates were set up, for the video recording in the cathedral and for the studio recording. To capture the effect I wanted, the video needed to be shot in a candle-lit, darkened cathedral. So on the evening of the 25th of November, Dave Armstrong and his team shot the footage. Because of the planned Easter release, I asked the cathedral's flower arranger to provide a couple of Easter displays. They were just perfect, so thank you to Jill. We also recorded some of the vocal track completely unaccompanied. To keep quick succession so that the children didn't forget the words, we planned a studio recording at Dave's studio in Douglas on the following Saturday. The same day, the choristers had to sing a society wedding, so the studio work was pretty tight and confined to just 2 hours. Stressful to say the least, but they performed amazingly. This was all handed then to Dave Armstrong, and using his fine ear, combining the video and sound, produced a piece which echoed my vision. The final product is superb, and I encourage listeners to go to the cathedral's YouTube channel for the full cinema experience. Yes, this started life as a celebration of the cathedral and its choir, but the whole experience has gone far beyond music ministry. Both choristers and parent chaperones were touched by the whole experience, and in the video footage, you can clearly see the joy and strength in the children's faces as they sing of Christ's resurrection. These choristers are ordinary children in that they don't attend a specific music school. Their families give much time and energy to our island cathedral. Though it's not a requirement that they have beliefs, when I talk to them, they answer, maybe a bit awkwardly and embarrassed, but what they have to say is often profound, and I'm certain that experiences like the production of this music video help them answer questions about their faith, their values, and will remain a good memory throughout their lives.
The song was definitely familiar to me. It feels different singing these words because they have more of a special meaning to them. The song does help me remember the Easter story because it tells you all about what happened for anyone that might not understand.
Did you forget me, Father, did you?
It does help me remember the Easter story because it's talking about when Jesus was on the cross and how he died. I love singing in the cathedral choir. I think it's very good and very spiritual.
A little bit like a music poem of the Easter story.
Yeah, it does remind me.
And I think it's going to help some other people too.
I remember how he got wrapped in a linen gown and all that.
Also, I liked the end chorus of the song.
I'm used to singing different words to different songs because sometimes we have to swap hymn tunes, and it says they nailed him to a wooden cross, and that really made me think of the Easter story.
I felt excited because it had the story of Christ rising.
I've prepared a reflection on the Easter story as part of my Royal School of Church Music Bishop's Award. Being raised in a Christian household, Easter was always one of those holidays that I always looked forward to as winter turned to spring. For me, it means family coming together to praise the Lord and recognise him being raised from the grave, conquering death and sin. After studying it for my award, I learnt that this festival goes back to pagan times and that it has always been an extremely important event. I also read several historical articles on the festival and learned that Easter itself is linked to and recognised in other religions such as Judaism, which made me appreciate how significant Easter is to Christianity in the whole.
And of Kelly, well, what did she think? I sent her the music video. Her response, thank you so much for this. It's simply beautiful and you have made my day. I remain so thankful to Kelly, to the Choir Parents Association, to Culture Vannon, and to Dave Armstrong and his team for the financial support of this project.
Dr. Peter Littman, Director of Music at St. German's Cathedral, and the music video is now available to watch on the Cathedral's channel on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search for St. German's Cathedral. From a musical setting of the Easter story, let's turn now to the Bible as two of the choristers read from the Gospel according to St. John. After this, Bishop Peter reflects on the challenge that Easter offers us, and Reverend Ruth Walker, who is curate at the cathedral and also chaplain to the music department, joins us to share a very vivid Easter memory.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes.
But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
As we hear the words of St. John's Gospel telling us of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, perhaps we ask ourselves, what can I possibly say or do in response to that? We hear words of such beauty, words of such mystery, words of such joy, that they demand from us the very best response that we can offer. And so in the Christian tradition, music and art have always been seen as ways of enriching our conversation, our dialogue with God. By creating beautiful music or beautiful art, we are dignifying and raising the experience of the human spirit. We're offering to God the best that we can, and we do that as a just response to God's gift to us in his unbreakable bond of love in Christ. And so on Easter Day, as we celebrate the joy of the resurrection, as we reflect from the cathedral on St. John's Gospel and on the musical tradition, and particularly the recording of the Hallelujah, so we remind ourselves that in offering these things to God, we're making the best response we can to God's gift to us. And so in wishing everyone a joyful and happy Easter, perhaps my question to us is, what might be the best that I can offer to God? How can I give my response to God, who has shown such great depth of love towards me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Many of us will have special memories associated with previous Easters, and they are precious and comforting, but they can also be a real boost to our faith. Retelling stories to remind ourselves and others of God's love and goodness is a recurring biblical theme. One of my most vivid Easter morning memories is from the 1980s and relates to the scripture we heard today. A group of us had been to hear music from a new album, The Passion, by Adrian Snell, in Bradford Cathedral. It proved to be quite an inspiration. Some ladies who had been to hear this music took the congregation of Pudsey Parish Church completely by surprise. And after the reading of the Gospel on Easter Sunday morning, they danced joyfully down the aisle, singing, "I Have Seen the Lord." It's the song of Mary Magdalene from The Passion, sharing the news of the resurrection just as Jesus told her to do. It was powerful, very moving, and portrayed so well the almost unbelievable but thrilling news that Jesus had not been destroyed by death. No, it was the other way round. Jesus had destroyed death and all the wrongdoing for all time, which causes separation from God. I think it's true to say we all need to feel we are known by our name, that we're understood, loved and valued. And this is what I see being shown to us in the Gospel. It's only when Jesus speaks her name that Mary is able to see through her veil of tears and despair and recognise that Jesus is right there, alongside her. God knows what is needed at different times in our lives for each of us to learn to trust and respond to him. Often it's through scripture, the words of a friend, maybe through nature, and sometimes it's a song or music that speaks to us. We just need to make sure that these things lead to worshipping the giver of those gifts, not worshipping the gifts themselves. The choristers and probationers worked really hard to learn all the words for this recording by heart, and their families and friends probably learned them too. So I pray that the words and the experience of singing the Easter Hallelujah will live long in their memories and be a powerful reminder that God in Jesus is alongside us, even when, like Mary Magdalene, we are so caught up in ourselves that we don't recognise him. And I give thanks for the hope of the resurrection for all people, because Jesus shows us the power of God's love, forgives our shortcomings, and brings us into that close relationship with God, where we can be sure that he knows each one of us by name. Happy Easter to you all.
Our Easter celebration from St. German's Cathedral in Peel concludes with prayers offered by some of the choristers and a blessing from the Dean of the Cathedral, the Very Reverend Nigel Godfrey.
Thank you for the gift of Easter and that we may all share in the love of Jesus.
We are grateful that we have the freedom to attend church without fear of persecution.
Father God, we are thankful that we can sing in the cathedral choir and learn so much. Thank you for the gift of music and education.
We remember the children who have no schools or choirs because their countries are at war.
Thank you for our families and friends.
We pray for all the people who are ill or feeling very sad. We especially pray for those who are affected by the coronavirus. Please bless and help all the medical staff too.
We ask you to help those who are lonely and struggle with lockdown to make the contacts which will make life easier for them.
Pray for our government leaders. Please help them make wise choices for our island.
Thank you, Lord, for your beautiful creation. Thank you for our pets. Help us to look after your world.
Thank you, Lord, that we can talk to you at any time and in any place and share our good times and our sad times with you and know that you'll always hear us.
God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. God the Son, who in bursting from the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, who fill the disciples with the life of the risen Lord, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
And that's all that we have time for this week. My thanks to everyone at the Cathedral for their help in making the programme, and if you possibly can, do take a look at the Hallelujah music video on the Cathedral's YouTube channel. I'll be back tonight at 9 with Sundown, a wide selection of easy listening music for your Easter weekend. But for now, this is Judith, praying that the true message of Easter will fill you and those you love with hope and happiness. Thank you for listening. I wish you a very good morning. Manx Radio.